So as Deacon Joanne had approached me earlier to take the service today, we were talking about the lessons for today, and she thankfully freed me from having to speak specifically regarding the onerous gospel lesson for today. And so the message for today is kind of a conglomeration of thoughts. For those of you that were in church last Sunday and were able to be a part of Pastor Dave's message, it really, really hit home for me last week, and I really think challenged me this past week to reassess some things that, you know, that are going on in my life really take a good hard look at them. So today's message is more, like I said, a conglomeration of thoughts regarding the lessons and some of the things that I thought about that came out of last week's message from Pastor Dave. Thought number one. It's not every week that I walk out of church feeling particularly challenged. But the message last week really struck a chord with me. I have worked hard over the years to find quiet time in my day for prayer and devotions, usually in the morning before I get ready for work. Once the day starts, I find myself preoccupied with the busyness of the day. As I contemplated the message from last week, it's not only finding time in the day for prayer and devotions, but it's also remembering each day to take time to be grateful for all the blessings that have been bestowed on us. These two things go hand in hand. I have been given a lot. However, because of the busyness of my day, I really don't take time to enjoy the many blessings, let alone be thankful and grateful for them. In some ways, I feel like I've wasted what God has provided. And for what? To acquire more? More stuff that I can't enjoy because I don't have the time? Rather, don't take the time to slow down and revel in all of God's goodness. It really is a conscious choice to be made each day that we should live each day to its fullest by basking in God's goodness to us. I found it interesting that as I was doing my devotions this past week, it was like every day there was something that tied back to what I heard last week. So I'd like to share a couple of those devotions with you. In one of my devotions for this week, there was a reference to finding peace in our lives, the peace that enables us to recognize God's goodness. This devotion was based on Psalm 130. Sometimes babies sleep very little. Many caregivers know the early mornings and the long nights of soothing a fussy baby or rocking their child to sleep. When I was in that season, trying to get one of my babies to sleep, I craved any moment of peace. It's in the moments of calm, after hours of crying and tiredness, that I realize I can only do so much to make sure the world is a peaceful place for my children. I can do my part, but it never seems enough. Yet, I can take the time to cultivate peace within myself. I can turn off my phone. I can turn off the 24-hour news cycle. I can rest, trust in God, and pray with the psalmist out of the depths I cry to you, O Lord, for with you there is steadfast love. I can look at my children in the eyes and tell them of my love and of the love of God who created them. I can rock back and forth, cradling my little ones, listening to their breath, and over again, come, Lord, and fill my heart with peace. Thought number two. In our first lesson for today, we hear of Adam and Eve eating of the forbidden fruit. Do we see ourselves in this lesson? Maybe not running around the neighborhood naked, trying to hide, for that may create even more trouble. But how many times in our lives have we screwed something up, and our first response is to figure out how we can deflect responsibility for our actions? Generally speaking, I'm pretty forthcoming when I mess things up. God knows that I've had enough practice. However, it's not always easy to be upfront. Lots of times, I'll try to conjure up a list of circumstances that happened that ultimately caused me to do something stupid. For example, and you may have used this one yourself at a time or two, the devil made me do it. That may or may not be true, but I ultimately did the deed and have to take responsibility for it. In another of my devotions for this week, there was one that tied in nicely with this lesson. And again, I'd like to share it with you. This devotion was based on Genesis chapter 3, verses 8 through 15. When there is an argument between my children, they often start out blaming each other. She started it. He hit me first. He took my toy. And when it's time for me to intervene and dole out consequences for their actions, they respond differently. One cries and one gets angry. But I can see from each of them an acknowledgement that they did something wrong. And it's part of my calling as a parent to teach my children right from wrong, to hold them accountable. In the midst of sibling squabbles, I do my best to not lose my patience or temper, yet I still mess up. Like my children, I am in need of a listening ear and an abundance of grace. Like our first parents in this creation story, we all need reminders of how to care for and treat one another. Sometimes we need someone to hold us accountable for our actions. Thankfully, God sees our hearts and our actions, holds us close, and says, I love you no matter what. I'd like to share a prayer that I often use regarding my own kids. I don't know if you have made a regular practice of using the little Lutheran books that are part of the Narthex, but that's where most of my devotionals come from, and that's also where there's a little book of prayers back there. And for any of you that are looking for help in your prayer life, I think this is a wonderful little resource. So I would encourage you to go ahead and grab one. Our Father, we thank thee for the joy of having children to love and to care for, and to bring up in faith in thee. Grant us grace to give them the full measure of our devotion, and to set before them always a good example of the Christian life. Bless us in our growth together, and may our homes be enriched by the simple joys that come from living and serving one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, amen. Thought number three. In our gospel lesson for today, there is talk of family. We hear in the last verses a statement from Jesus regarding family. And in verse 33, he says, "Who are my mother and my brothers?" And looking at those who sat around him, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." We use the term family in our daily lives in reference to a number of different relationships. We often refer to our church family, our sports teams as families. Of course, we have our community. We have our school. Though we share something extra special with our immediate family, all of these other families that we are a part of share some common traits. We want to be inclusive. We want to be inviting. We want to offer things that make people want to be a part. We want to acknowledge that there are differences that exist and be able to manage those differences. When it comes to an example of how we want to live our lives in community with others, Jesus provides us with the ultimate example. In this verse, he says, "Whoever does the will of God is my brother and sister and mother." The backgrounds of those people are immaterial. They were sinners and were invited in. As we think about the many families that we are a part of, how do we manage those that want to be included but are different? Do the differences create a chasm and a reason not to invite them in? Or do we acknowledge the differences and recognize that we are all part of this great big family of God and work together to make our world, small or large, a better place for all? As an afterthought this morning to the other thoughts I shared, question. Where do you go to find peace in your life? When everything else seems up in the air, where is that place that you can go and the troubles of the day seem to dissipate for a moment? That place where you can go and quiet yourself and be open to God's direction for you. It's important for all of us to have that space in our lives. As an educator, I'm going to send you home with an assignment. And your assignment for the week is, if you do not have a space in your life where you can escape, you need to identify one. It might be in your home. It might be deer camp. It might be the golf course or a baseball field. It might be the lake. Or it could be some place you haven't thought of. But identify it and practice taking a moment in your new space. Escape from the business and turmoil of your day and just be.